If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Quick, very real moment for you, and I'm sorry for the sound, but when it rains, it pours. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am honestly probably my most creative in the morning, I think. This is the time where I do my most productive work. And I was listening to a podcast, actually no, an audiobook called Good to Great on my way into the office this morning. And, you know, it made me think of something. I want to go to our other founders and our board members and our employees and GoMahi, and I want to bring up short pays. Because I was thinking to myself, oh, for all you guys that don't know what short pays are, really quick. Essentially what that is, and very few companies do this, they send an invoice for the full amount of the full price of their services, and they create a list where it basically explains each of the services they are trying to perform and the results they're trying to perform. And for every result that wasn't hit or every target mark that wasn't hit, a company or the person paying the invoice can say yes or no, and if they say no, they take X amount off of that bill. So, I don't know if that made a lot of sense, but I was thinking about it for GoMahi. GoMahi is a crowdsolving platform that essentially we try to deliver great results for companies using our crowd of innovative and brilliant millennial Gen Z consumers. I don't want to get too into it because this is not a plug for GoMahi. But I was thinking to myself, why don't we go up to every client and say, here's the deal. We're going to charge you, we'll use a made up number right now. We're going to charge you $10,000 to launch a challenge. And at the end of the challenge, we will give you an invoice where you can basically tell us if you had innovative solutions, if you do have innovative solutions, push yes, and that's $1,000. If you didn't, say no, and we'll knock $1,000 off of your bill. Let's go into feasible and viable. Are they feasible and viable products or services? If they put yes, $500. If they push no, we'll take $500 off their bill. If they like the service with us, then yes or no question, maybe we'll take $1,400 off. I think it'd just be interesting to actually let the consumer decide how much they should pay. Granted, we're gonna have a structure for them, and I guess I'm saying granted we're gonna have, I'm hoping that I can convince everyone to give this a try, but we'd have a structure for them, and then they can look through it and tell us if we were worth it or not. And I think what's really valuable about that method is essentially we will have every consumer tell us in the moment if our product or service is good or not. They're gonna say in the moment what they don't like about it and what they do like about it. So without losing that customer, we will actually be able to see how we can improve their experience for the long run and keep them on board. And we'll keep them happy by decreasing the price for them, because they will only pay for the part of it or the part of the service that they truly love. So I don't know. Let me know what you guys think of that. I'm kind of interested to hear your comments.
So I just finished up a meeting with Jason from Oxum Marketing, and he's running a pretty large marketing company out of his home, which is just super impressive. Mad respect for Jason. But it's kind of interesting. I just found out that a one-person team is actually interested in running an innovation challenge on GoMahi, and I did not expect that to be a realistic target. I actually thought there was no chance that a one-person team would be interested in doing something with GoMahi.com. So it's kind of fascinating, and there's something that we kind of have to battle internally. And really, Jason, he wants to offer all of our solvers just prizes. So not cash, but like gifts. Gifts of like furniture and all these gift cards to essentially like discount stores and blah, 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 blah. So we're gonna have to battle internally about if we're open to that, because we really hate turning away new business at the beginning, especially when we're testing a demo site. But that's just something that you have to figure out, and we have to figure out if it fits our message or not. So it was an honor to talk to him. I'm pumped about a potential partnership. It looks like we will be moving forward in a couple of different, for a couple of different challenges, which will be awesome. And we're just gonna keep grinding. And I say that a lot, but you know, I think the most important thing right now is we're just defining our pitch over and over and over again. We're figuring out what works and what doesn't work and how we can shorten it or lengthen it or go more in depth. And it's just fun. It's a good time. You just got to do it.
A quick, very real moment for you. And I'm sorry for the sound, but when it rains, it pours. Essentially, there are some days that you just get a little bit frustrated as an entrepreneur. And this moment is one of those moments. I've been working on challenges for companies on our demo site for the last couple days. And, you know, just been working away on it for 3 days now so we could get some challenges up for companies, and did a update to our WordPress site because we're using a demo site right now through WordPress while our developers finish up our main site. And the plugin shut down the site and GoDaddy couldn't update it and couldn't actually re-update it until, or they couldn't, they had to restore it 72 hours back in time, if that makes sense. I don't know how to say that. So essentially the last 3 days of work, gone. Deleted, finished. And you know, on top of that, this morning, walked in after a nice storm and one of our properties are just spewing water out of the ceiling. So I'll spend the entire night, tomorrow night, trying to retar the roof. And then, you know, because I'm frustrated and not thinking clearly, knock over a huge thing of coffee. And that's what I was just doing. I was just cleaning up. So here's the deal. You have a couple of options when things go the opposite of your way. You can either crawl into bed, tuck yourself in, and sob like a little bee. Sorry, that's straightforward and blunt. Or you can get frustrated and work your A word off and keep on pushing and fighting, because the people, every single person that has gone through the, and there are so many people that have gone through the exact same thing as you, and those people, some of them, they quit, and other people kept on pushing, and the people that kept on pushing actually made it. So that's what you can do. You have two options. You can quit or you can push. I can tell you one thing. Yeah, it's not gonna be nearly as fun of a weekend as I thought, because I'm gonna be working on challenges 24/7. I told these companies that I would get them these challenges in the next 48 hours, and I apologized over and over. But you just gotta do things to make things work. And yeah, I'm not canceling my meetings. I still gotta fix some roofs. I still gotta fix a wall. It's just endless. You can't complain. You can't complain You got to get excited. You know what? Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm pretty excited for the freaking challenge. It's going to be sweet. It's going to suck, but it's going to be sweet. It's a part of the journey. It's a part of the story. It's something that you can bring up in the future. Like, hey, kids, I messed up big time when I was 25, and I did it over and over again. And you know what? You just learn and you get better. But I am going to talk to my developers about how in the world we can do different back-end updates. That's for sure. That's one lesson. Learn how to do things differently when you make a mistake. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to learn how to do it differently.